You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Here we go. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Well, this is a topic that, it's delicate. It's not one that's easy whenever you look at the situation. Oh, and by the way, don't forget we have these Mission Impossible tickets. We'll give them away tomorrow. We'll also give them away early next week. So be sure to be listening for those. I'll give them away in short order. Here we go. So, all that said, in looking at this, the Pirates have made a business decision. They've decided to do something. And I don't begrudge them at all. The Pittsburgh Pirates on July 19th, they're going to give away a Mac Miller bobblehead. Okay? So, they released a teaser video that's out there on their website, showing different Pirates fans and even Andrew McCutchen, who talked about what Mac Miller meant to him. And they announced this date as July 19th. Now, some people don't like July 19th as a date because apparently Wiz Khalifa has a concert in town that day as well, and there's a lot of crossover audience that wants to get both. But anyway, to move forward with this, McCutchen says, everyone talks about Roberto Clemente and the Pirates. He's a Pittsburgh guy through and through. That's what made people love him so much. Actually, a lot of my friendships were because of Mac Miller. So he's drawn a comparison how Mac Miller's Pittsburgh through and through. Now, the video shows Blue Slide Park. It shows Frick Park Market. excuse me. It shows some of Point Breeze. And this bobblehead that they're giving away shows Mac Miller with a black hat with a yin and a yang symbol. 412 on it. It shows his tattoos that have a P on it. Like, he loved Pittsburgh, right? And I've said this before, one of the finest pieces of live music is that Tiny Desk concert that Mac Miller does. It's fantastic. It's just great craftsmanship, and it's really, really good. It is. Anybody who's watched that series, that's one of the finest ones. But there is a reality when you look at Mac Miller. And it's that he died at 26 years old because of a drug overdose. Cocaine, alcohol, fentanyl. And you don't have to vilify him, but some will say you're glorifying him as a major league team giving away a bobblehead of his likeness. Again, it's not vilifying him not doing it, but some will argue that you're glorifying him by doing it. Now, there's a much different and a big generational divide with how people look at drug abuse and drug use. There are a lot of old people who say, I'm sickened by this. This is disgusting. It's ridiculous. There are a lot of young people who concentrate much more on the artistry and even the artist and live with the fact that he had a drug problem and it ultimately took his life. But in looking at the situation at 866-391-1020, that's 866-391-1020, I looked through all the comments. And again, that's not the easiest gauge or the best gauge whenever something like this happens or there's any sort of topic. But probably 80 to 85% of the people, their comments were, OMG, I want one. My gosh, this is great. This is a wonderful idea. There was a decent amount of people who echoed, why would you give away a bobblehead of a druggie? And it's not necessarily a guess that he was a drug-addled person. He was somebody who died because of it. So it's pretty close to fact. It actually is fact. You know, he bought counterfeit oxy pills, and they had fentanyl 2 days before his death. Someone was charged with selling him that. So at 866-391-1020, Do you have a problem with, and this isn't just a Pirates topic, because look, the Pirates are doing what they can to put people through the turnstiles and get them in the seats when they know they don't have a great team. And there are a ton of young people who say, man, I got to get my hands on that Mac Miller bobblehead. I've seen it. I've seen the feedback already. But then there are also some people, they're not all old. Some might, again, I'm just kind of relaying a generational divide, but it doesn't hold true with everybody. There are a healthy amount of people who say, why would you honor someone who should still be here playing music and being an artist, but they're dead at 26 years old because, well, they didn't have self-control or they had addiction or both of those things, and look where they are now. That's not the kind of person that you want to put up on a pedestal, or even more so, honor the likeness of. I can understand both sides. I'm torn on this. I really am. And I go back to, you don't have to vilify the guy, but maybe celebrating him's a bit too much. Stacy's up on the mound. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
So in regards to the Mac Miller bobblehead, I really think it's a generational issue. My daughter's 26. She grew up here in Pittsburgh and lived in Las Vegas, and she's a diehard Mac Miller fan. And when I showed her it today on, you know, that she's like, okay, she's the one that never goes to any sporting event. She's not a big sports person. But because of Mac Miller giveaway, she wants to go to the Pirate game. So if you look at it from that perspective, it's a really way for the Pirates to draw in the younger generation.
100%. And sell tickets to a game in July, on July 19th, that otherwise they might not be able to against the White Sox, who are no good.
Correct. And in regards to the drug addiction that Mac Miller suffered from, you know, people that are fans of him understand that he had a drug addiction problem. But his words and his music and everything he's done for Pittsburgh in his career prior to his passing have meant a lot to the young people here in this community. My daughter's followed him for many years. He just has a message of strength and hope that a lot of these younger people need, and it's helped my daughter through her own mental health issues, so I support them doing that.
Yeah, I don't deny that at all. And that was one of the points I brought up earlier, Stacy, when I talked about this kind of the first time around to start the show, is he's looked at as this kind of pillar of strength and somebody who, you look at it online, so many people say the same thing. He helped me through such a hard time. And so by that measure and that virtue, he's seen as somebody who is to be celebrated. But by other people, he's looked at as, why are we doing this? It's a fascinating conversation to have because I've seen both sides of it just today after it was announced. 866-391-1020 is that number. Don't forget, in short order, we'll give away those Mission Impossible tickets. You got to be listening. I'll give them away in just a little bit.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.